First, we turn to New York's affordable housing crisis, which Governor Kathy Hochul and state legislative leaders are poised to make much worse. On Friday, Hochul announced that she'd reached a state budget agreement that includes provisions that will roll back protections for New York City's 950,000 rent-stabilized tenants that were enacted. Sorry, these protections were enacted in 2019, as well as pass only a watered-down version of the good cause eviction protection for tenants who don't live in rent-stabilized apartments, as well as gifting billions in subsidies for real estate developers to build much more luxury housing. The full legislature still needs to vote on the budget deal. Yesterday, tenant groups held an emergency rally outside of Governor Hochul's Midtown office. Now we're going to hear from Joel Feingold, tenant organizer with Crown Heights Tenant Union.
They're holding our apartments hostage. They're holding our blocks hostage. And right now, Governor Hochul is trying to push through the legislature a budget that would reinstate the eviction bonuses that were illegal before the year 2019. Are we going to allow that? Of our communities, of our neighborhoods, of our blocks, of our buildings?
No!
Are we going to fight for new rights?
Yes!
Are we going to abolish deregulation in all its forms?
Yes!
The city and state of New York?
Yes!
Are we going to reduce rents?
Yes!
Are we going to build tenant power?
Yes!
Are we going to abolish the landlord system one of these days?
Yes!
All right!
So, again, that was Joel Feingold, tenant organizer with Crown Heights Tenant Union, speaking yesterday outside of Governor Kathy Hochul's Midtown office at an emergency rally. Joining now to talk more about this dire situation for tenants is Johnny Rivera, a longtime resident of East Harlem, tenant organizer himself, and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America Bronx and Upper Manhattan chapter. Johnny Rivera, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. We're happy to have you here with us. So let's get right into it. Tell us about how this, you know, proposed state budget deal guts part of the rent stabilization protections that were passed as a part of that major 2019 pro-tenant housing reform.
Right. We had a great accomplishments as tenants and part of the housing movement in this state, where we got the Housing Stability Tenant Protection Act of 2019. And it made permanent affordability rates. It eliminated the vacancy bonus that you heard earlier Joel mention. The vacancy bonus is really an incentive. The more you can move people out of the apartment and increase the rent and then get them out and get somebody else in, was really the one of the incentives to get landlords to behave poorly. And when that was eliminated or stopped, landlords just never gave up figuring out what else could they do to suck more money out of the tenants. And so that's the piece that really hurts, that it's maybe right back on the table again in existence, besides a few other changes as well.
Right. And let's also talk about good cause eviction. New York has a sort of a two-tier system here where people who live in buildings that were built before 1974 and that have six or more units often qualify for rent stabilization protections, and people who live in buildings that don't meet those parameters have almost no protection. And one of the only measures that didn't get passed in that historic 2019 rent law was good cause eviction. Tenant activists have campaigned for it ever since. State Senator Julia Salazar of DSA has been a leader in this as well in the legislature. And we're finally going to get a good cause eviction, but it appears to be so watered down as to be almost useless.
Right. The good cause eviction is for the non-rent stabilized units. Everyone is struggling to pay their rent. They should have some level of certainty that rents are not going to skyrocket when the lease expires. So the proposal was to tie it to the consumer price index, or 5%, whichever makes more sense. However, I think the current so-called good cause eviction is something very different. It's kept the name, but cities in the state of New York will have to opt in. So it's very different in that respect. New construction will have to be exempt from participating in that regulation. And owner occupied of 8 units or less can also not participate. So that leaves a few other folks who are now, they could see their rent go up to 10%. I think it's almost as high as 10%, and tied into also, and in addition to that, if I understood correctly, plus the consumer price index. So the issue of affordability escapes the legislators and the governor this go around, and they had all the power to enforce it and protect it. And to say that they've kept good cause is outrageous to use the name when there's no good cause whatsoever, only for the landlord. So let's be clear on that. The landlord gets to have all the benefits, and the tenants are at risk, and we'll probably see more homeless people in the state of New York.
Right. Yeah, that does seem to be, Johnny, like the likely outcome of all of this. So let's talk a little bit more about the direct impact of this on tenants. Like, what will someone like you potentially face? And then particularly, you know, how this will affect older tenants that have been in their apartments for a long time, in rent stabilized apartments, who aren't paying, you know, very much compared to what market rate apartments are now in the city. Outrageous.
So like I said at the rally yesterday, I'm 61 years old. I only have a couple more years in the workforce. I won't be bringing in more income, that's for sure, probably less. I've been a rent stabilized tenant for over now probably 23 years. So I would probably have be marked as a target by my landlord to find ways to get me out when I'm getting older and I don't have the resources to find another place. And this proposed legislation that's coming down the pipeline that HOCO's making possible would threaten seniors, would threaten other folks who have been around, who rely on having a place to stay. Look, you know, we cannot, any of us, you know, first of all, housing is a human right, and we cannot rely on instability to maintain our families and plan our futures. Even our retirement is at stake here. And the last thing we need is the pressure of not knowing why the landlord is not making repairs, why the landlord continues to ignore my request for repairs, and finds more other ways, very creative ways, to apply pressure to get me out. Because they're incentivized, landlords will be incentivized to move people like me and others out to make more money. And I've raised my family here, and I want to stay here. I was born and raised in East Harlem, and I think I should stay here for until the end, basically.
Right. We're talking to tenant organizer Johnny Rivera here on 99.5 FM. Johnny, earlier we played that clip of the rally in front of Governor Hochul's Midtown office that occurred yesterday after y'all learned of this budget agreement at the end of last week and had to scramble to pull yesterday's protest together. What else are y'all doing to try to stop this very harmful legislation from passing in the coming days?
There's simultaneous organizing efforts in Albany, in the city, protests of various types. efforts to call legislators, a petition that's circulating at this point. We really need to keep the pressure on. We do believe that when tenants unite, we can win. And we don't think it's an accident that Hochul came out and said we have the parameters of a deal. However, housing and immigration, not immigration, housing and I think the local school board structure or the mayoral control is still need some fine details. I think the opportunity is still here for all of us to call our governor and say enough is enough. We're not, tenants are not ATM machines. We need protection. We need stability. We are the workforce of this city, and some of us are getting older and won't be able to continue. We don't need a group of older homeless population in this state.
Right. Also, I'm on the Housing Justice for All website. That's housingjusticeforall.org, and there's a button that says "Take Action," where people can sign petitions and do other things to try to let Governor Hochul know where they stand on this.
Right, and so this came as. I mean, even though we've known that the housing situation is dire here and that the governor and the real estate interests are sort of against us as tenants, this still felt like a surprise because the tenants were so powerful in 2019. You know, it was really you all in the tenant movement in the city and beyond that was able to push those protections. So what has changed between now and then, right? We have the same legislative leaders who signed off in 2019 on those positive reforms. And now it seems like they're going in the total opposite direction. Meanwhile, I cover the tenant movement on the streets in the city, and it doesn't feel like the movement is waning. A lot of new TAs, tenant associations have been built in the past few years. And there's been a stronger connection between Brooklyn and Bronx. So what's going? What do you think's going on?
Well, first of all, I think our Albany allies are still hanging on. Why the governor had to kind of be general about the topic around housing. There's still hope, and in a democracy, the hope comes when the people call and pressure the legislators. I also think. Albany, the landlord class has offered a lot of money for the silence of some legislators and for the proactive support in the hope and promise of trading something else going on. But that's always a given. Legislators are always under pressure, but they have to adhere that at the end, the voters, which are the majority, the tenants, which are much more majority than the landlords, will exert that right in the electoral arena in favor or against those who stand in the interest of the tenants. And so I'm not sure exactly on the details of what's happened right now, but it's clear that Hochul is the champion of the landlords. That's not going to change. But all the other legislators can stand up to her and say no and vote no and vote down the proposed budget for this year.
So, yeah, it seems like once again we have a situation here where it's the power of big money versus the power of the people. And we're going to be continuing to follow this situation in the coming days. Johnny Rivera, we thank you so much for joining us on WBAI this evening. Johnny Rivera, tenant organizer from East Harlem with the Democratic Socialists of America. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Desperate measures lead to death. From the mouth of Gabriel, who died in his sleep when the world was a very big mess, a very big mess. He saw too much from president of